picnic planned for you and me. A rope in hand for your other man to hang from a tree.
This is Marissa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Wholesome Content in this 11 o'clock hour, and you just heard George Harrison with My Sweet Lord. Next up, some Steve Miller.
Cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far. Cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far. Get you too far.
You're
Okay, that was Rich Girl from Hall & Oates. And we're going to do something very exciting right now, which is play a PSA, which is always exciting. But today it is especially exciting because I am playing a PSA recorded onto a CD. First time ever doing this, folks. Please bear with me. I hope all goes well.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Ald Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org. This is a public...
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and I hope you reflected on those very important questions. Everyone should consider if you have plumage. Okay, next up, we are going to move to some Hayley Kiyoko.
Both happy and lonely, keep telling me lies. I
We are going to fade Hayley Kiyoko out. I'm sorry, Hayley. I'm not sure how I feel about Hayley Kiyoko, but have been listening to that recently. And really, the real reason I played it is that I really enjoy albums that start with an instrumental. So, or start with an overture. So for example, on Hayley Kiyoko's Expectations album, she starts with Expectations Overture. And not really vocal, like a little bit of potentially vocal sounds, but it's just like an entrance into the album. And then I thought it actually transitioned better into that second song, Feelings, than it did. There was a bit of a pause there. But we're going to change gears drastically to Trombone Shorty, who I've played a lot of their jazz and kind of like pop rock jazz on this show before. And one of Trombone Shorty's most recent albums, called Parking Lot Symphony, starts out in a similar way. It starts out with Laveau d'Urge number one and then goes into the rest of the album. And it's a very somber, like very heavy song that I quite enjoy. I think you would call it maybe a ballad, an instrumental ballad. And I like that that is where the album starts. And then Trombone Shorty's style has changed more recently to be less instrumental and more vocal. And so I don't actually enjoy the rest of the songs as much, but maybe we'll play one more. So once again, this is Wholesome Content, and I hope you're enjoying. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here we go, Trombone Shorty.
Thank you. to lose. I wouldn't last a day. There ain't no you to turn you loose. I guess I'm here to stay. I could think of a thousand reasons for me to leave you. If I walk out that door, I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, ain't no use, no use, no use. Ain't no use, no use, no use. You got me where you want me. I'm shackled to your
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that Trombone Shorty segment. That was It Ain't No Use, preceded by Lavo Dirge number one, and I really like the contrast between them. So I'm going to actually read another PSA, which is not something I would usually do twice per show, but I also want to test out, changing the settings here. I also want to test out background music. So if anyone wants to call in and let me know if the background music, which is not yet playing, is a good volume in contrast with my voice, please, please do let me know. So here we go. We're starting up the background music, and this backing track was sent to me by my good pal from home, and it's called The Bay by Metronomy. I don't know how to say that. So, Here we go. Shortness of breath, wheezing, chronic bronchitis. Sound like you? Then you should ask your doctor about COPD. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is a PSA brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Thank you for tuning in to this PSA, and I hope you enjoy the next half hour of music that we have. The next song is actually a request from my lovely co-host, Anna Mason. Thank you for putting in this request, Anna. And it is a lovely song that I've not heard, but I like the name of, called Hang On, Little Tomato. Here we go. This is Hang On Little Tomato from Pink Martini, and next up, Bread and Butter.
We know when to party. Friday something.
Okay, that was Bread and Butter from Bee Beeman. And those last two tunes were both requests from Anna, and I enjoyed them. If you enjoyed them, please direct your musical compliments her way to her lovely musical ear. And I especially liked that last one, so thank you, Anna, for sharing it with me. We are turning around a bit and going to play some Simon and Garfunkel off vinyl. So this is from the Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. album.
$5 and pieces of silver I held up and robbed a hard liquor store.
seems unreal, my crime an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. Yet I know as I gaze at my young love beside me, the morning is just a few hours away.
Okay, that was Simon and Garfunkel with Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. preceded by The Times They Are A-Changing. And you could hear that lovely vinyl crackle in there. I hope you enjoyed it. So I was looking for other records to play and I had an incredible discovery. So I'm very excited to share with you a kind of, I think a kind of not well-known group called The Radiators. Maybe there are plenty of classic rock fans out there who will correct me and say they are quite well-known. But The Radiators' album, Law of the Fish, is something that I'm sure my dad has a CD, potentially also a record of. And I remember listening to a lot when I was younger, like early high school maybe, and really enjoying this album. And I'm going to play the first two songs from the album. And the second one, Like Dreamers Do, has always been a favorite of mine, yet is very, like, graphic in some of the way things it's describing. And I have always felt like it's kind of disturbing, but also a very catchy song. And I think that that's an interesting combination that was also seen in some pop music recently, like This Is America, for example, kind of disturbing, but also like a good beat. So here we go with The Radiators.
Hey,
Okay, thank you for indulging me in some radiators. And I apologize, I actually was false in the description I gave of that second song. I do enjoy that song, Like Dreamers Do, from the Radiators, yet is not the song I was thinking of when I was describing it. And we are almost at the end of the hour, so once again, this is Wholesome Content, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to end the hour back on that Simon and Garfunkel vinyl with The Other Side. Have a great Friday.
Well, you can't tell the world about this. You can tell the nation about that. Tell them what the master has done. Tell them what the gospel has come. Tell them that the victory's been won. He brought joy, 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 joy into my heart. Well, my Lord spoke, he spoke so well. Yes, he did, yes, he did. Talk about the flames that burn in hell. Yes, he did, yes, he did. Now, my Lord spoke, he spoke so well. Yes, he did, yes, he did. Talk about the children of Israel. Yes, it did, brought joy, joy, joy into my heart. Well, you can tell the world about this. You can tell the nation about that. Tell them what the master has done. Tell them that the gospel has come. Tell them that the victory's been won. He brought joy, 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 joy into my heart. He spoke to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Talking about a man from Galilee. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My Lord spoke. He spoke to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Talking about a man from Galilee. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He brought joy, joy, joy into my heart. Well, you can't tell the world about this. You can tell the nation about that. Tell them what the master has done. Tell them that the gospel has come. Tell them that the victory's been won. He brought joy, joy, joy.